Thank you, Gabriel, for such a wonderful start to our session this evening. We are always appreciative and just are in awe of the way that you help us to begin. Thank you so much. Now, let's just move on to a short review. First, in our last session, the Metatron brought our attention to Gabriel's meditation and the transmission that took us into our light bodies. He asked us to recognize the stableness of our light body and how it's begun to transcend the denseness of the third-dimensional physical body. He stated that we have become less dependent on the gender of our human third-dimensional body. The perfection and the light that we emanate at this time is exquisite because of our light bodies that have begun to merge with our physical bodies. Now, you'll probably remember, too, that Metatron then directed us to transmit that energy into Dubai and all the surrounding territories so that the humans living there can begin to receive through the great love that we hold for them in our hearts. He said that because we share the unconditional love and the energetic light templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, that a fuller aspect of the divine image can take hold in these individuals in complete balance through the element of love. Metatron then took us on an energetic exploration of our current energetic state. He asked us to feel what it feels like being a pure divine soul spirit in these bodies. He asked us to notice at that moment the divine presence as it descended into our bodies. Take a deep breath now in this present, no time, no space moment and feel how that felt. Now, see how easily the state of consciousness was brought back into the consciousness of the body? Pretty cool. Metatron continued the teaching by saying that this state of consciousness is available through the second iteration of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates. He said that we are creating a fifth dimensional stableness in the body through the Sacred Heart consciousness of our light body. Our light body is now in very close proximity to our human body through our etheric body. We can transform our human body into a radiant fifth-dimensional vehicle. The essence of the divine is never divided. Now, the aspect of the divine feminine and the divine masculine that we have worked with previously are becoming united in a fifth-dimensional body and in the energies of the human body. You'll also, I'm sure, remember the presence of the second iteration of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that create a unity within the body as we place our attentions on being a light body. Metatron spoke about how we are altering the electromagnetic field of the body itself and raising it into a different frequency range altogether. He wanted us to recognize these changes. He encouraged us to journal and told us to write to ourselves about our light body and to make notes on how it feels to be functioning in this body. He then said that this process may seem slow at first, but we have the courage and the tenacity to create that stability in our human body in the fifth dimension. Now, next came Yeshua. He said he was honored to be with us that evening to continue a conversation that we had at the conference in regards to that second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template. He spoke about the transparency that was available to us now. He told us that nothing will be hidden. All of the discrepancies that still remain in our thoughts and emotions will surface. It is important that we hold fast to what we know about ourselves as divine and the transformation that is occurring within the human body itself. Yeshua then asks us to place our attention in the element of love and the importance of that element as it applies to us personally. In order to continue on this journey into a light body, we must use that element of love not only to create and manifest what is needed, but to love ourselves. He said that we must also go to our heart chakra and fill it with the seventh dimensional light template energetics. He directed us to love what Source created in us. It is so important that we receive this light template for us. Yeshua then said that it is through the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template that a stability is created in our consciousness, as well as in our body, so we can hold this essence of love for ourselves. He invited us to see the beautiful magenta geometry of an elongated diamond shape and the exquisite series of dimensional frequencies and facets that are now present through the color codes, the sound codes, and the massive energetics that stimulate a vaster state of consciousness. When Yeshua entered our conference, he entered from the center of the diamond geometry, you will remember. That beautiful magenta, so luminously backlit his presence. He offered his hand to us then, and now in this moment, he tells us to take it in this present time. He tells us also to come forward with him into the center of this luminous magenta diamond. We are surrounded by 12th dimensional energetics of earth, wind, fire, and air. We are surrounded by the archangelics, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, and Raphael. And we are surrounded by the essence that was brought forth through the divine feminine. We are also in the presence of the divine she energy. She, he, in a unified expression of the divine. No gender relationship here, just pure divine essence. See the luminosity of our light body. Also notice as we stand with Yeshua in the center of this beautiful diamond geometry with him, he asks us to notice there is no differentiation between his light body and ours. Both are equally radiant and luminous because we are reflecting the element of love from the center of our beings. We are creating a reality for all humans to witness and embody, and we joyfully transmit this luminous magnetic light. He tells us that this substantially alters the electromagnetics of the human body and of Earth itself. Our mental emotional body begins to stabilize in the energetics of the influence that our light body and the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template is helping us to create. In this state, we have no doubt that we are in complete unity. Now this becomes a comfortable space for us. We are confident in what we are capable of creating in this moment. Let us not vary from this state of being. Draw from the energies of the temple of transparency so that any influence coming from the collective consciousness can be seen immediately for what it is. Use the influence of transparency that is brought through the second iteration of the sixth dimensional light template as well, so that nothing is hidden from us. Now Yeshua invited us at that time to sit with him in this energetic space where there is no time and no space to set the energetics for the final session of 2018. Now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Metatron and Yeshua for this evening's class.